Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. This is the solstice message for June 2021 that the star beings told me they wanted to bring to us today. It's the day after solstice, but we're still in that energy. It can last for a week before, a week after. And if you're sensitive to energy, as you may be if you're listening to this podcast, you may feel it as something that makes you very tired, or you may just feel like cocooning, or you may feel have some clearing experiences, clearing in your body, energetically, physically even. And it can be a challenging time, but it's a time when we're invited to look within. And if you're in the Northern Hemisphere and it's the summer solstice, it's a time then for creating. It's a time of planting the new. If you're in the winter, in the Southern Hemisphere as I am, and it's winter solstice, then it's more a time for being the seed within the ground and waiting for the right time, waiting, allowing the roots and the shoots to grow under the earth until it's time for them to reach up to the sun. What do you want to tell us today, star beings? What does that mean? We're here with you to encourage you, encourage you, encourage you. We know that you've heard this message before, but you need it every single week. You need to know. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. This is not the ultimate goal. This is the process. This is the journey. And you've been on it for a very long time, many, many, many of you. But now we are telling you that you are making progress. It's getting easier. You're getting closer to that goal. We want you all just to relax and receive. This is not a time for brand new information that you've never heard before. It's a time for receiving. That's what the solstice is. And we've come to give you a message today that is not information, but frequency blessings. So if you can just take a deep breath and sit back and relax, or lie down and relax, receive these energy words. Star beings are the energy words speaking to a different level of consciousness that we have, a higher level, or to the energy, or directly to our energy bodies. What do the words do? They pass electromagnetic energy impulses through your field. Your energy field, your personal energy field. And this is to open pathways of energy, to widen the pathways and open the pathways that lead to the source, that connect you to the source. Some of them are rather constricted by fears and trauma and pain and so on. The wider they are open, the more that you can receive. We know there are thousands of people on the earth right now, human beings, taking in these energies. And we hope that there are thousands hearing these words. Relax into your body, into your energy field. Allow your energy centers to open and spin in the frequencies that the star beings are now sending. Allow your ley lines, your axiotonal lines and energy meridians, the feeder lines of light energy in your body and your field to open and flow and receive. We are one united species of beings. We are star beings in and out of human physical form. Leave behind all doubt, leave behind all doubt, leave behind all doubt about who you are. Oh, you take a look at the coat of the ring, a kaho, you take a look at Likia. I take a look at Likia. We are here to tell you, you are of the stars, you are with us, you are of us, we are with you, we are all one. Body coot. Why is that important for us to know? Because it has to do with where you're going and why you're here. It has to do with what you've come to do, what your individual personal goals are. If you don't know who you are, how can you remember where you wanted to go and what you wanted to do? Because they're showing me. You're saying, if you came into physical form as an otter, you would not have the same goals as if you came in as a rabbit or a fox or a human. It's important to know your origins in order to know your goals, in order to find your path, in order to remember, because then when you say, star beings, send me clarity, send me light, heal my body, give me energy, give me strength. We can do all those things because you're calling on us, because you know that we and you are of the same human race, the human race that are star beings in human form. Sometimes we order the energy very strongly, in strong terms, with strong voices, in order to move it, in order to say to the body, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, in order to say to your energy field, just, it's like sparks. We're sending energetic sparks into your field to spark the fire, to raise the frequency level. It is this rising of the frequency level that makes you tired. This is such a common symptom around the time of solstice, as you have said, and it is because, along with the clearing, and the physical body can sometimes have fevers or have clearing physically. And this is caused by the process of raising the energy body energetically to a higher frequency level. As the frequency level increases, the energies that were operating in your physical form, some of them no longer fit. The physical form can't accommodate both the very high and the very low energies, and that's a good thing because you want to leave behind the very low energies. And that means healing. Sometimes the a memory of very long ago or rises up that still has lingered in your subconscious to be healed, even if you thought you had healed. Perhaps you've healed part of it, but it comes up because it's bringing you to your attention. It's bringing to your attention consciously some frequencies related to old emotions that it's time to let go of, time to look at from their present perspective, time to look at from a higher perspective. And know that you are empowered to release anything you choose not to carry with you. That is the most important thing you can do in any solstice time. Whatever comes up, release it, let it go. If you felt abandoned, if you felt alone, if you felt betrayed, it's not an illusion that you were, but you aren't now. And the illusion is that you were ever alone, that you were ever abandoned or betrayed by your own higher self or by the source or by the many, many higher beings of love and light who guide and guard human beings. Star beings we're talking. It's a time for healing emotionally, physically, spiritually, energetically. All these are aspects of the human form. The way that the light, the electromagnetic light, is transformed into physical form is through your energy field, your energy body, your chemical body that instructs the physical form, tells it what to do. All these aspects of your physicality need to be aligned with the light, attuned, and allowed to heal, and allowed to rise in frequency, because those higher frequencies give you the power then to create without fear, to create without doubt, to create something different than what you inherited or created when you came into this earth. The ancestors no longer control you at any level, energetic, physical. You're not limited to recreating their creation. You have the option of creating your own, and it can be radically different and radically more advanced and radically more fun and joyful. It is in this way that the solstice is empowering. It may feel like it's making you weaker, more tired, draining your energy, but it's really empowering. So just allow it. It's like changing the oil on a car. They say first you have to drain out the old before you put in the new. We are on the job. We are activating now all the frequencies within you that you need, every one of you, each listener, needs to carry on with your next creation, with your new creation, with your new life. There's a great need and desire for new life on this earth. New life that is distinct from the old, and you are the ones creating it. Okay, star beings, what else do you want to tell us? What else do you want to do for us? Relax. Be at peace. Allow the draining feeling as long as you need to. Allow the refilling as long as you need to. You're past the peak of the solstice energies, the strongest, the most draining. You're on the other side and you're starting to refill with new frequencies. Just relax as much as you possibly can. Rest as much as you possibly can. Receive as much as you possibly can. I just want to say that what I do often when I'm very tired and I lie down, I can't always sleep, especially around the time of the solstice. I have a hard time falling asleep. My mind just is active because the energy is so powerful. But what I do if I can't sleep, or sometimes I just do this purposely, I lie down and say, Star beings, send me a treatment. I open to receive, and I just lie there with my hands palm up and begin to feel energy flowing through my brain, various parts of my body. Sometimes I feel I don't feel anything for a long time. I say, is anything really happening? And then they say, well, can you move your body? And I go, well, no, it's really heavy. That's one of the signs that there is a lot of energy moving through it. So it's one of the things you can do, no matter whether you feel it, whether you're sensitive yet enough to the energy to feel it moving or not. You can lie down and say, Star beings, send me, Source, send me, whatever, whoever you want to ask, send me a treatment, an energetic treatment for my body and energy field to raise my frequencies. It's a very good technique. More people should know that this is available. All you have to do is ask. And it can take a long time or a short time, depending on your life. Play with your own energy field. Play with your own abilities to call in the light for yourself. Speak to your energy directly. Say, ley lines open and flow in the white diamond light of the source. Flow in the light and frequencies from the star beings. Flow in the golden light. Whatever you choose, the violet flame to transmute lower frequencies into divine love. Whichever frequencies you choose, and if you don't know which ones, just say the frequencies that are for my highest good and greatest joy. That's a safe thing to say. These energy treatments are available to all, and they're available always. And at the time of the solstice, the cosmic frequencies, the cosmic electromagnetic energy flowing from the center of the cosmos to the earth is so strong that it magnifies and amplifies the power of those frequencies that you receive through an individual treatment. So this is an excellent time to practice. In addition to the fact that many of you are just very tired and it's relaxing, and you may wake up very energized. You may fall asleep during the treatment, you may not, but you may, when it's over, feel refreshed and renewed. That is the goal. And now we wish to leave you with one more strong, powerful blessing for growth, expansion, renewal, and new creation in this special time. And then we're just going to thank you for being on this earth and for listening to this podcast. That is enough for today. Thank you, star beings, for helping all of us, every single one. Thank you for speaking through me. Thank you for giving me the strength to receive and interpret, for clearing my energy fields and my ley lines, my feeder lines of light. And I thank every listener for receiving, for tuning in. Please continue to share the podcast with people you know will appreciate it, would receive some benefit from it. Just share it and see what they think. I'm sending love and light and blessings for expansion, prosperity, freedom, grace, and joy to each and every listener through the assistance of the star beings and the source itself. Thank you for listening. Many blessings. This is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from La Cumbre, Argentina. Until next time. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.